G'day, it's Carly from Townsville's Hit 103.1. This Sunday, our iconic Castle Hill will be taken over by local running enthusiasts. To find out all the details, I had to have a chat with Dave from Townsville Road Runners.
This Sunday is the 51st running of the King and Queen of the Castle and is sponsored by Rebel Sports. Starts at 7 o'clock from the Avery and Queen's Gardens.
And do we know how many people are getting involved this year, David?
We never know until the day, but we expect a couple of hundred.
So do they all race off at once or do we stagger it? How does it actually play out?
No, we start off all together, but there's a long and a short course, right? So the long course is 7.5 kilometres and goes up Victoria Street, up to past the old Migrant Resource Centre, onto the goat track to the top of the hill and back down the road, whereas the short course goes to the start of the goat track, then turns around and comes back.
Right, okay. That sounds more like my style of running.
Yes. The other thing that we can do, if there's young people there and that's too difficult, they can dress up as a king, queen or prince, princess and just walk around the park and come back and enjoy the festivities with us.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And then that way families can get involved. You know, mum and dad can do the run and the kids are enjoying themselves as well. So is this something, you know, this is its 51st year. Is this something, are you behind the scenes or are you going to be running yourself?
I was at the first one and I ran in the 50th one last year, but this Sunday I'll be organising and helping out. For you and your listeners, it was first started in 1972 by Captain Graham Moon from the Army. So there's been a great military presence in the run over the years. Back in 72, it started at Waterfall on the Strand, but in those days, no ladies ran. It wasn't until 3 years later, in 1975, Ruth Prideaux was the first lady to run and the first Queen of the Castle. Oh. There's a chap running on Sunday, Russell Jaycock. It will be his 41st King of the Castle, so he's got the most King of the Castles. With the history, there's been three people that have won it six times: Colin Johnson, Deanne Turnbull and Tony Gordon. So there's a rich history there, and one tied with the military because we're a garrison city and it'll be the day before Anzac Day this year, so we invite any defence personnel to join in with us. We've told you about the history, right, the first 50 years, but now it's about the future, right, in participation, getting people to participate, not just the champions, right? So Tony Ford will bring his pace project team along with run runners, including Ginger Cock, who is currently the national steeplechase champion, and Gus Richardson, who's a Queensland representative in the 3K, right?
Well, yeah.
But it's more about participation than gun runners, right? Because the hill is an icon in Townsville and people use it. So there'll be plenty of runners and walkers, all levels, many over 70 years of age. As we said, there'll be a long and a short course. For the first time, we're running it on a Sunday and not a Saturday. So it will allow the park runners to attend who normally run their park runs on a Saturday. And of course, with Anzac Day, Army Defence are invited, and we encourage people who dress up as kings, queens, princes and princesses.
It's going to be a great day out, and it's all starting from 7 o'clock.
The run will start, but registrations, you can either book online through the Roadrunners website or on the day, registrations from 6:15, $5.50 per person from the Avery, and then we'll present past winners and the top 10 people done the most hills, and then there'll be a welcome to country and welcome to participate on the hill from Deadly Runners, the Indigenous running group. And afterwards there'll be a free sausage sizzle, random draws of Rebel Sports products, a Rebel activation tent, and everyone will receive a certificate with their time and place.
Fantastic. What a great event within our city, and such an iconic event as well. Like you said, being on Castle Hill, it is one of our huge local icons. David, it's going to be a great day. The weather is looking like it'll be good for it as well, with the rain easing off by Sunday. I wish you all the luck for Sunday, and that it's a great event for everybody involved.
Hope to see you there, Carly, with your running shoes on.